עצמה סרסה לתקוע בשויפו בראש השון ולרד ארט זה זה מפוסוק שבוסו עם זיכרו עם תרוע יום תרוע אי אלוכם זה 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 טווייס נד ראש השון אז השויפו יום תרוע אי אלוכם זיכרו עם תרוע הרמב״ם סזן פרק ג' מלכס תשובה לא חדלת אף על פי שתקיע שויפו בראש השונה גזיר עשה כוסוב רמז יש בו כלא עם האורו ישנים ושנסכם נרדום עם הקיץ ומתרדמסכם חפשו מעשיכם וחיזרו בתשובה וזכרו ברייכם הרמב״ם הזמן שכה אלו השויכם מסאמס בהב להזמן during the year ושגים כל שנוסם בהבל וריק, אשר לא יועיל ולא יציל, הביטו לנפשסיכם, ועטיבו דרכיכם ומעלליכם, ויעזב כל אחד מכם דרכי הרום, מחשבתי אשר לא יטויבו. תהלוכס גדלס, תסף מגזדן ומראש השון לחופתו זיין, סס פשטן דגמורה, Moses says about the way the Aloch Zedeles learned, there was a tzibur that were oynes, they couldn't blow shofar. And the Aloch Zedeles learns that even so, they have to be worried that they will have a bad year. Because it says in the Gemara, Kol shono she'ein merim lo betchiloso, merim lo besoifo. Oynes chachmone patre, they were oynes. So the Meshechochme, it's like a marshal for a guy that had to go to the doctor, he gave him medicine. And it was the oynes, he couldn't take the medicine, so he doesn't die. He dies. And the way to be saved in Rosh Hashanah is to blow shofar. If you don't blow shofar, you could have a bad year. It says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ashrei ha'om yoydei sruah. What is the pshat? Ashrei ha'om yoydei sruah. It's a mitzvah to blow shofar. אשרי האום יוידי שרוע בואו פונחו יעליכו so the Forshim explain that אשרי האום יוידי שרוע is not only that they hear the שויפו אשרי האום יוידי שרוע is they know the כוונס, the שיטס it's the סויד of תקיע שויפו It's the side of Tkiya Shofar. Hashem Chazal, when a person blows Shofar, all of the dinim, the Medrash brings down, Yudei Bareb Nechemia, Posach Halo, Olo Eloikim Besruah, Hashem Bekol Shofar, Beshosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Bedin, and Klal Yisrael blow Shofar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oilech Mekisa Din Lekisa Rachmim, So this is Ashrei Om Yoydei Sruah. So to be Ashrei Om Yoydei Sruah as Mevor in the Poiskim, you need to know the Halochas of Shofar, the Soides, and the Kavonets. I will try a little bit to be Maimi, the Seder Advorim. Just to have at least a touch. We make a broche after the Seder of Shofar is Ki'ato Hashem, שומע כל שויפור ומאזין תרועס עמו ישראל ואין דוי מלוך ברוך אתה השם שומע כל שויפור שומע כל תרועס עמו ישראל ברחמי נצמוד נברוכה סמון שייקס הלולב ברוך אתה השם רואי הנענויים יאית מצה ברוך אתה השם שומע the crush of the מצה זה שייכס We have a mitzvah to blow. He listens to the shofar. He videos when I blow shofar, I get a mitzvah, I get a point, yeah? Why he has to listen to the shofar? I have to do the mitzvah. What is the shaykh is him listening to the shofar? What is the shaykh is him listening to the shofar? Zog de Buskiro. That in Shofar, chutz from the mitzvah Shofar, is also an inyan of davening. He brings down Loshon HaRaavad b'Sefer K'siv Shem. ואפילו אוכל מחבר דהית כי אלקה בשכר מצווה. רחמי מכמשמיהו. חמוד הרנוע מחבר אמרים של יבקש עליו רחמי. נראה אם it speaks about if someone is מודר הרנוע מחבר if you could blow the shofar for him. זוגתם, you right. Forget about מצווה סלם לאנסטית. למה זה that guy is blowing shofar for you so he's getting you a good year. So he says you can't ask your friend to daven for you. The Ritva says, what is Tkiyas de Me'umot? L'choivas tfila sibur lehalois atfilo betkiya. Hashem is shimeya kol shofar. We daven, Hashem listens to our tfila. The chefze from Tkiya shofar is, we blow and he listens to the Tkiya. Zezak de Briskarov. Zaramo and Simen Tov Kuf Peihei. Noyagim litkoya ala bime. We blow shofar al abime. Mokim shekoyrim batoiro. Zog de mishnebure, kedei sheschus atoire yogel aleinu, sheyale zichroneinu lefonov letoivo. So you see this ramo, okay, it's kedai to blow shofar there. Schus atoire, kriyas atoire, yale zichroneinu letoivo. If a meshver, Rav Gurvitz, he said pshat, the Gemara says in Brochas, dafches, omar li rafom lerove, אמר לי רובן רפון בר פופה הוכר אמר רב חיסדה מהי תכסיב אוהב השם שער הציון כל מישכנו יסייקב אוהב השם שעורים המצוינים בהלוכה יויסר מבות הכנסיוס ובוצה מדרושס מרשו אקספיינס שעורים המצוינים בהלוכה יולוין איון גמורה באיון שעורים המצוינים בהלוכה מינס גמורה באיון, תלמוד בוצה כנסיוס ובוצה מדרושס יולוין משנייס חומש היינו אומר הבחיר ברב מיום שחור בזמין יש אלה כלשבור אוכל את הלמה של הלוכה אומר הבאי מרייש I learned in my house and I davened in shul when I heard מיום שחור בזמין יש אלה כלשבור אוכל את הלמה של הלוכה I davened in the place that I learned why? Because the tefillah goes better up in the place that you learned. The Rosh and Tomit says the Kohanim would run up to the Kevish with the Korbonis. They came to the middle of the Kevish, they put it down, and they went to Lishka Sagozis to say Krishma to David. Zog the Rosh, why? Why they can't say it in the Kevish? He says, because they're going to David. They want the tefillah to go up. Lishka Sagozis, Sanhedrin sit and learn there. Mizbeach, Mizamidosh, the tefillahs don't go up. But the place you said they learned Be'ir, the Sanhedrin, then the tefillahs will go up. So they left the Mizbeach, they left the Korban, they ran to Lishka Sagozis, the Mizmedrash, there you daven, and you go back to the Korbanis. And the place of the mitzvahs, then the tefillahs can't go up. Well, I could go up, Be'ishver. This is the pshat. B'meile Shofar, Val Shofar, is a tefillah, and this is the main tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, so we blow the Shofar, and the place that we hold the Sefer Teirah and we read the Kriyas HaTeirah, that the Schus of the Teirah will bring up the Shofar. It's Poshet. Alamo Melaboch has a Shaila, where the Daven? Yeah, he has the answer. The Daven in the Shul or the Daven in the Beis HaMedrash? The Shul, they have the Nusach of Ploini Yeshiva. It doesn't help. The Nusach of Ploini Yeshiva doesn't bring up the Tshuva, the Tefillah. Yeah? The Beis HaMedrash brings up the Tefillah. So the Beis HaMedrash, thousands of people are sitting and learning, and it goes up better. Goes up better. Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Kuf Tzadik Paskins. If you blow shofar upside down, you know, you take the white side and you blow it, you're not yoytze. Shabura says remez. Shminamema minameitzar krosi choko. What's the shaykhus? I'm doing a mitzvah. That's blowing the shofar is called minameitzar krosi choko. Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah Yoel Poshut. We pass, Kanish Tazay. Kofuf. Rosh Hashanah the Chefetz is to be Nichna, Malchias. But the Rashi explains why the Gemara holds Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah Poshut. De le tefile be'inen pshitas. Shofar shel Yom Kippur is not a tefile. It's droyers, lavodim. But Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah is tefile. Tefile you have to have pshitas. Shabbos says, even if someone is blowing shofar in his house, to blow it after Shosh Shlishis, that the Tzibur already blew. He does not going to shul. So he wakes up in the morning and says, okay, I'll blow shofar right away, do the mitzvah. He says, no, you wait till the tzibur are blowing. What's the shofar? Esrig, if you wake up early and you shuckle it in the sukkah, you're a tzaddik, you're a kodesh, yeah? Chapara in the mitzvah. The Torah says, like in a minyan, there's a halacha not to daven when the tzibur didn't daven. The shofar, that is a mahalach of tefillah, is like the Mishnah Berurah, you have to do when the tzibur is doing it. Same thing, the Biur Halacha brings down the matter Ephraim. What happens if the Baal Tekeah starting to go, water is coming out, so he has to stop to blow. He gets nervous, it happens. Very nervous. So I'm not going now to the Protim. But it's very embarrassing, yeah? That's if you can carry out. So Biur Halacha has a kasha, he doesn't understand. There's no din guf noki when you do mitzvahs. When you daven, you have to have a guf noki. That's Dr. Buskarov. Shofar is davening. You can't daven when the goof is not noki. Yomayim shoytes simal raglav, he has to stop. There's the reason the shofar cannot be gold. Kategor yasa sanegor. The esroigim, we know Anshi Yerushalayim put gold around the esroigim. Shas kategor yasa. Doing a mitzvah. Some people have a gold becher, kiddush. We go by the batim, yeah? First they have silver, but you go to the real Chashem by the batim, it's gold, yeah? Problem? No problem. Shofar cannot be gold. Kategor na'aseh sanegor. So this is first to understand that the shofar is not stam zman of kiyuma mitzvah. The chefzev, the mitzvah, the brochel, shulmeya kol shofar. Which is the Baal Tekeah as moitzios. That's the reason is the Inyan, the Baal Tekeah will be Baal de Kavones. Because it's a tefillah, and like a tefillah with Kavona, it has an andere matzev, a Baal Tekeah that knows Soida Tkiyah. Say the Makri could put in also the Kavones in. So the mele, the tefillah goes up. And this tefillah, Ashriyom, Yoide Yisruo, Hashem Be'ir Ponecho Ya'aleichu. You have to know this is Avodah Sayyoyim. We'll go to the next shlav. Amamish, only a touch. What is the kavonas that you have in b'shas the tkiyas? So the shlo says, this is the main kavona. When you hear the first tkiya, you have that Hashem took down your neshama to the world, and the neshama was clean. Neshama shenosato bi, tehoiro hi, ato beroso, ato yitzarto, ato nefachto bi, ato meshamro bekirbi. Shvorim trua, I got it dirty. I was melachlechit. Slowly, slowly, and trua is deeper and deeper. And the same time, you mischaret. Oy, oy li sheichasti es boiri. I'm embarrassed. So embarrassed. I'm mischaret on the chet. And then as a tkia again, I'm mischaret on what I did, and I'm promising to be better. I want again to be clean and straight. And I'm davening to you, Hashem, mekabel my tshuva, and this is the poshte kavana. The poshte kavana. Again, you have to know not to miss the mitzvah and the kavana of the tkiyas. The second Indian he explains is an oilam that is called oilam ha-shofar. And oilam ha-shofar is full of rachmim. And when we do the mitzvah ketikuna, Kadosh Baruch Hu is ma'ir the oilam ha-shofar and he brings rachmim and he's mamtik the din. Then as the more poshta reasons, like we spoke, but the Eden for Rosh Hashanah is malchias, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a melech ha-oilam, einoid milvadoi, no one could do nothing to me without the ribbono shel oilam. And b'yom ha-malchus, when they were mamlich ha-melech, they blew shofar. So you think, oh, I'm mamlich the ribbono shel olam. I'm yochol praying and raving, oh, here's the ribbono shel olam. And he said, B'sheirush says, and at the same time you say, and if someone will come to me and will tell me, if you are not Eved Avodah Zarah, I will kill you. I'll be happy to be killed, Hashem Hashem. For being a chetinza for me to my son nefesh for the ribbono shel olam, I will do everything for the ribbono shel olam. You think malchus and I'm mukhan to my son nefesh. It's also zecher le'maimed Har Sinai. Vahi kol shofar chazak ma'od. I make kabbal on myself to sit and learn yayimun v'layla k'moshe tzorich ha'be mischazek and tzedorim. I'm a kabbal al teire. It's another kavone zecher le'chumam beis ha'migdosh. And with Amin is Yibona Beis HaMikdosh. There is another Kavona, Zecher Lakin Has Yitzchok, Tzutisiyuting, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Memoir Birachmim, from Lakin Has Yitzchok, and pull it on me. And why I'm connected to that? Because I'm also Mekabel on myself. Mesirus Nefesh, that I'm masking Moisir Nefesh, if they're coming to kill me, I will say, I'll shechten me. You know, sometimes a guy tells it, and then you tell him, come tomorrow 9 o'clock to Seder, and he comes 10 o'clock. He's not masking even 1 hour to give to Hashem. And he's for bluffing himself that he's masking to be shecht, yeah? He can't stay a minute after night Seder. Oh, but he's masking to shecht himself for Hashem. He's mamish. He's dear, yeah? So you have to know, the Kabbalah has to be serious. You know, some people, chutz, killing himself, yes. But Friday, no. Shabbos, no. Restaurants, no. Hashem, but if you want, kill me. I'm dear for you, yeah? So why I'm saying that? I'm speaking for everyone. We have all different kinds of people here, yeah? But the Chochmah is a lot of times, when you think about this, you say this, you say B'Sher Shavoido, with the Machzerim, have these Kavonas. You take a little Kavonah, and you say, like, you know what? This thing is hard for me. First you say, I'm masking to kill myself. This year, that little thing, I will force myself to the Ben Shalom. This will be my Mesiris Nefesh. This will be my Mesiris Nefesh. I know it's a lot. All these kavonos are a lot. So Hashem, you big doyle oilam, you'll see that you could mechab in everything with vasachas, yeah? But this is... The chokhmah is, Baruch Hashem, we'll see soon as a lot of tkiyas during the day. Some tkiyas you mechab in that, some tkiyas you mechab in that. You see, you can't, you take one kavonah that you mechab in the tkiyas. But it's a avidah sayoyim. And val shofar is a tefillah. When you daven to Hashem, b'schus mesirus nefesh, mekabel my tefillas, the koyach of shofar is, if we give it a moshel, when you daven, you have five koyaches of power that you daven, you will go up. These davening that you daven b'shas, like you hear the shofar, and you mechaven these kavonas, have a million power. It's a zman mesugel for your tefillah to go up. Ashrei om yoyde yisruah. Hashem Be'ir Ponecho Ya'aleichu. Ashreinu, Matayv Chalkeinu. The Teire came down, was a kol shofar. Chiras HaMeisim will be a shofar. It's not stam. It's an alarm that will be running then. Because the Olam HaShofar is the Olam HaMechaber. The Olam that connects us to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's more, but... Let me get into the halachas a little bit. Lemaise, the Torah says twice shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Zichro in Truo, v'Shabbos in Truo. And Yom Kippur it also says, v'avartem shofar Truo. So Rosh Hashanah we have Zichro in Truo, Yom Truo, and we have in Yom Kippur. The Gemara learns out of Rosh Hashanah Hekesh. So it's three times Truo. So be'etzem in the Raisa we have to make three Truos. Kaimelon, Chazal say, Kol Truo has to have Tkiyah Lefoneo, Tkiyah Lecharel. So we got the nine. So how we have so much Shofars? The Gemara says, because we don't know what is Truo. Truo is Shvorim. Someone cries, Or someone cries like a baby, So we're Mesupik. So Rebbe Avohu says, so we do everything. Tkiyah Shvorim, Tkiyah Truo, Tkiyah. And we're Mesupik, maybe it's both. So we do Tkiyah Shvorim, Truo. So we have to do nine from everyone. So all together we get to Shloshim Koilas, right? Because Shvorim Truo, we do Tkiya. Shvorim. Tkiya. Tkiya Shvorim, Tkiya, Tkiya Shvorim, Truo is nine. Then we do Tkiya Truo, Tkiya three times, it's also nine. And then we do Tkiya Shvorim Truo, Tkiya. And then it's already 12. So together, we get 30 koilas. This is be'etzem, if we most shittas, what we have to do midrei raisa to be yotze ala shittas. In Shittas that Rebbe Avohu holds that everyone is good. He just had a minig to do also Shvorim, also Trua, also Shvorim Trua. How we got Merkoilis? This Chazal will attack it later. Can I get Merkoilis? That Sisro Yivivo, different Ramazi. So this is what we do. Here is Shvorim Trua. Now, we are makpid not to talk till after the whole 100 kiyas. Also not to speak in learning, say to Hillim you could. Also Asher Yotza. The meaning is we don't say Asher Yotza. It's different shittas in it, but this is our meaning, we don't say Asher Yotza till after the tkiyas. Tfilis and Bakoshis you're allowed to. Does he say the Ravaido? Arts get the right to the Shoifer. Arts get the right to the Shoifer. Now, his main two shittas, I want Mamish only Bektsoro to be Masbir, is two shittas. Shittas Rashi, the Gemara says like this, Shiru Tkiyah ke Shiru Trua. Tkiyah is ke Trua. Why Shiru Tkiyah is ke Trua? The Shaila, we have to know what is Trua. Rashi learns Trua is Shalosh Koiches. Two. What is Shvarim, Rashi says? A little bit more from a Trua. Two. So the thing Rashi, Trua, Shvarim is Tkiya. Shvarim, two. Trua is two. This is Trua. Lefi Rashi, Zog Teisus. If you do the Shvarim long, more from two, it's already a Shiur Tkiya. Because Shiur Tkiya is Shiur Trua. So Lefi Rashi, Trua could be three koiches, Shvarim, everyone is two koiches, is six. But if you do a Trua, from three, a Shvarim from three koiches, it's already a Tkiya. So Lefi Rashi, if you want to be Yotze Tkiya of Rashi, you do Tkiya. Three Shvarim of two, everyone two koiches, and Trua, two. This is Shitas Rashi. La aloche, the aloche is like Rashi. We pass in La aloche like Rashi. Ah, you don't see in all the shuls they do it. They try to be Yotze more Shitas, but if you don't have time and you're busy, you just do Rashi. Rashi is the aloche. Shabu says, but yeah, but if you did like Rashi, you're Yotze. The other shita, what we are trying to yoitz is that trua is nine koiches. Now here we have a problem. If trua is nine koiches, so the shvorim has to be three koiches of three, right? Because it has to be the same amount of time. So we do shvorim two. Lefi Rashi, these shvorim are atkir, right? Because they're over three. So if you do atkirs, you're not yoitz lefi Rashi. So it comes out that the people go to a normal shul, the yoitzah not lefi Rashi, and while the aloch is like Rashi, so basically they're not yoitzah shayfo. Hashram yoitzah trua, but upon echo yalecho, we stuck with nothing. So lefi tesis, you have to be makpid not to make shvorim of three lefi Rashi. But the problem is, if you want to be yoitzah the shita that trua is nine and shvorim is three koiches, so b'meira you can't be yoitzah Rashi. So the Rambam says that Lefi Rashi, you write that Trua is three koiches and Shvorim is two every one. And if you do three, is the length, is the same Ariches of the Tkiye of the Trua. But even so, Zok the Rambam and the Maharsho, that you write, when you do Trua, the Tkiye is only three koiches. But because Shvorim, Lefi Rashi is six altogether, so the Tkiye of Shvorim is not three. The tkiyah of Shvorim is six. Because every time the tkiyah is measured, lefi what you're doing in that seder. So b'meile, when we do Shvorim of three or four, it's not a tkiyah. You write that in the seder of Trua, it's called a tkiyah, but in the seder of Shvorim, it's not called a tkiyah. So what most people are soymech, to be yotze normal tkiyahs, they're relying on the Ramah, that even lefi Rashi, that Shvorim is two, and Tetrua is three, and Tekiah Be'etzem is three, but the Tekiah of Shvarim is only six, not less than six. So if you make a Shever of three, and Shvarim it's not called a Tekiah. And Shvarim it's not called a Tekiah. La Aloche, we say Mechan Ramo. But in a lot of places, they want to be Yitzhak Rashi L'Rosh Hashanah. I daven with Tzvi Kushelevsky. After davening, they blow Rashi's tekiyas. What's coming on? Bekoach nefesh. On shofar ginat zeicha b'din. Reb Chaim Brisker came with the Yitzhak. What they do in the Brisker places? Al pi Reb Chaim, they do five shvorim of two. They do nine. The truah is nine. The shvorim they do. Five shvorim of two. Altogether, they have a time of nine. Truah is nine. So shvorim has to be the same length of the truah. But there's no halacha how much shvorim you could do. Shemurim is not a machlekes. If it's bad, you have to do more from three. So Reb Chaim said, I'm doing five shvorim. I got nine. Who said it has to be divided into three? Shvorim has to be in the same. So b'mon apshach. They do nine truah, five shvorim of two. Nine. They do tkiah. Shvorim, they do 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 5, Tkiya. Truah, they do 9. Shvorim, Truah again, 2, 2, 2, 2. They do 5 Shvorim of 2. But the film Mishnebu is not so partial. Mishnebu brings down like a Tchila not to add on the Shvorim. So the Moshe, the Mir, what the Mir does. So Amol, the Maisa today, after Rav Shlomo, we change it back. They do the first Tkiyas they do. Like Klal Yisrael, Tkiya, Shvorim of three, Shvorim of three, Shvorim of three, Truah of nine. And the last 40 they do like Reb Chaim. The last 40 Koilas, they do five Shvorim. So a person, you know, I say, Boch, I'm going to that minion. What Tkiya is they blowing? It's like a person goes somewhere, doesn't know what food they're serving, so why are you going? You have to know what. Reb Chaim, Nish Reb Chaim. I'm just saying aleph beis, just to know a little bit. Then is another zach. In Poilin, in America, I heard most of the Americans are Polish. They blow shvorim two, and shvorim is two. I know the same noise that comes out in tkiya and truah, and shvorim comes out. Just truah is very small ones. Shvorim a little bit bigger. Tkiya is even bigger. Minag lita is two. Like a shvorim. Now, the Biskarov says, the Emek Brocha brings down, that in Ramban is mashma, that shvorim is a different kind of noise. Why in lita they did that? Because if shvorim is a different noise, then it's no problem with Hirashi that the shever looks like a tkiya. Because even if you're doing it long, it's a different sound. Again, this is totally in Minhagim, but you have to know. Most shittas hold that it doesn't make a difference what you do. The shaila is, if poilin are right, that the sheva doesn't have to be in a different noise. If you change the noise, it's a problem. Pashtas not. Zaman says, the Iker Adin, you know, sometimes about Tekiah does a Tekiah. It's also good. Doesn't make a difference. If it's no hefsek, if it goes up and down, it doesn't make a difference. And what we have to know is different minhagim. We'll go weiter. In the Litvische Shvorim, I just want to tell you there's three kinds of Shvorim. There's two, is utu. It's like u. Utu is two utu. And two utu. The hainu. Some do u and they finish it with a knech. Some start with a kenesh and fill it straight, and some do two. Three different litvische tkiyot. Another aloche, before we go weiter, in the mir they do utu. This is the way the mir does it. Now, as a machlekes, I'm not going in now to learn the sugya. If Shvorim Truah has to be B'Neshim Me'achas or B'Shtei Neshimas. Machlekes, if you do B'Neshim Me'achas or B'Shtei Neshimas. Two different shittas. ומשנבורה, מעיקר הדין שיטס המשנבורה בנשים מאחס לכולה על מיועצה, בשתי נשים עשה זה מחלקס. אמר גלילה, the שיטס משנבורה דרמו, our meaning is in the first kiss we do בנשים מאחס, and the kiss the מאומד we do בשתי נשים The makri is makrit kiss different when you do it בנשים מאחס or בשתי נשים I will explain. We speak about shvorim trua. Two. You stop in between or not? So, but kiyas the me'umad, we don't stop, and kiyas the me'yushev, we stop. So, in kiyas the me'umad, the makir will say, shvorim trua. This is together. The me'yushev will say, shvorim trua. This means two neshimas. I'm just saying, the bachur will know a little bit. A guy standing there, they don't know what is happening, yeah? Most of you never knew that he'd even said it different, yeah? In the mirror, they do the first one's b'neshim ha'achas, the second one's b'shtei neshimas, the third one's neshim ha'achas ha'pichazanish. Because the Mishnah, b'shabura holds neshim ha'achas, but has to be a little bit hefsek. You have to do epes ha'hefsek, but it has to be the same neshima, you don't take a breath, but has to be two. I didn't start. I didn't breathe in the middle. Shtei neshimas says two. Also, Mishabu says you blow out the air, not blow in, because then it'd be more from neshima achas. If you take off the shofar and you blow in, you can't blow weiter the shofar. You do shofar. You have to blow out. But the Mishabu says neshima achas means, but with a hefsek. The Chazanish holds without a hefsek. So we skip an idea, it's a chazanish. So you see in the mirror, they will do shvorim trua b'neshim ha'achas, shvorim trua, and then it'll be shvorim trua, and then, in the last kiss again, shvorim trua, and then you'll see that they're doing it, and the last 10 they do in the mirror, even more. The chazanish has a chumre, that the truth breaks from the shever. They do it only in one, the last one. The last 10, so it's the last. It's shit is that like a tchila, you have to know the Baal Tekeh and what kia is holding. So, the mice, it's very hard to follow. The best thing is alamol to have a siddur at the mechaven, to follow him, the tkiya shvorim tkiya. The inner that you will know if this tkiya belongs to this shvorim or not. But even if you mechaven, you're following in the siddur, to make a tnai that you want to do al das what he's doing. Because if not, a lot of times they change. He says tkiya shvorim trua, then he messed up. So he has to go back to tkiya. He does tkiya, you think that he's doing the last one. He's doing the first one. So, try to follow in the siddur, but to have a kavona. Now we go weiter. As a halach in Rosh Hashanah, we do shechiyonu, when we come to the simonim. Now, here's a halach that a lot of people don't know. We do shechiyonu and kiddush, in the both first nights of Rosh Hashanah, we do shechiyonu. As a minig, to bring fruits to the table. Stop. We eat an apple with honey. Why we eat the apple? Klaisel nimshal tapuach. Tapuach, the fruit is before the leaves. Tapuach takes him 50 years. Al pi soi, there's a lot of inyanim. We boil with the honey. Shalatoivo mesukam. And we also eat rimoin, tomo, tambus reneinu, nar beschuyeske rimoin. What you make are eights first. A big Ameratzis in Klal Yisrael, can't say that word because Chabad have this meaning also, but I think the people that are not Chabad do it, by them I mean it's Ameratzis. Dip the apple in the honey, does his, does Rosh Hashanah alein. We know that Aloch Hashiva Saminim is Koidim. So, from Zaman Rebbe passing to Aloch, you make your eights on the Shiva Saminim, and you eat Rimoin, and then you eat the apple, and you say, Shana Toivo Mesuka. Some people say, but, I'm a Ratzis. I'm Ratzin. Say again, Minhag Chabad is given as a.
Say the Rotzin on
that. Ba-ba, Ali Rotzin, an apple. You don't say a sweet ear on the river.
You say the
Rotzin
on the river
first. Yeah, for sure.
First thing about
yeah, I know Kimat, every American does not like that, yeah? Because every kid comes home and sings a song with apples, so they wanted to give him the apple. That's the only reason. And the Shabbos, you start the year with a Aveira, if Shiva Samini. It's a Shrek Chazach. Such a kitru, yeah? Ganz klar, Yisro. Miss Abdaloch, the fruit, at the beginning of the year. Now, we'll go weiter. Now, the second night, a lot of people already are smart. They bring the Shechiyonah to the table, right? Because Meikar Adin, you can do Shechiyonah even if the fruits are not on the table. If you don't have Shechiyonah, you make Shechiyonah both nights. But like Atchila, we bring the Shechiyonah to the table. What happens the first night? Some people don't bring the fruit to the table. Yeah? We bring the fruit to the table and the Kiddush in both nights. Even in the Maisa, and we mechaven and Shechiyonu on the fruits. Even that normally we make Shechiyonu when we eat the fruit. Aval the Ikar Alocha, you make it when you see it, so you bring it to the table. Shechiyonu you do in Kiddush and you mechaven on the fruits. Now, why the bring Alocha? I explained to you maybe the Alocha. Why? You have to bring it to the table. You will see it's Negat to every Bacha and Yeshiva, this Alocha. As Aloch, if you go to the zoo and you see the elephant, yeah, you see an elephant, what do? You make Mishana Abriyas. Shechnoch, yeah? Why you see a monkey, you make Mishana Abriyas? Why some people don't do this bracha today, including myself, yeah? There's a lot of answers. Some say because the zoo's all over, so it's already, elephant is not something strange anymore, yeah? Some people say because the place smells. Some different reason. We're not going in. Abba Nalochim. Someone came to ask the Chazanish Shaila. He's going to the zoo. He's going to make Mishana Apriyas on the elephant. He could mechaven to part of the monkey, or he has to make another Mishana Apriyas on the monkey. The halacha is if you eat apples and oranges, right? You can make eights, and then eat the oranges. So he wants to know if you can make Mishana Abriyas on the elephant, and Mechaven on a monkey. Shchita, you shecht 10 animals, you make one ala shchita. Pashtas you could, Chazanish told him you cannot. Why? He told him, when you have animals, you make ala shchita. 100 animals, ala shchita. You make on one, you pater the rest. Because be'etzem now, you can make a brocha on every one of them. Mishana Abriyas, you only make when you see the elephant. Yeah? Ala shchita you make, and then you shecht, right? You can't say, oh, I'm almost, they're about to open the show of the elephant. Mishana Abriyas, and then they'll open. No. When you see the animal, you mischayev. Kozman, you didn't see the monkey, you're not chayv yet in Mishana Abriyas of the monkey. So you can't moitzi. B'meile. We make Shechiyonu on the fruit that we see the fruit, not on the eating. Today we do it on the eating because then it's the Iker Simche. But the Iker Aloche is on the Re'iyah of the Pri. B'meile, before you saw the fruit, you can't make Shechiyonu on the fruit. So if in Kiddush they didn't have the Rimon at the table, you're not Yoytze Shechiyonu of the Kiddush, and when they bring the Rimon, you need to make another Shechiyonu. Ah, you're Nichshol a lot of years in that, what's coming to? The Nefkimina is, a lot of times you come to a house, and that house plays a mango Shechiyonu. Rimon today they eat in every fancy person, every salad they put it already, yeah? So by them, Rimon is not a Shechiyonu. By you, Rimon is a Shechiyonu. But they didn't bring it to the table. Not only that, the Halacha we'll see about is a Sofik Brochas. The Buchacha, the Eishel Avrom, the Buchacha says, you have to make Shechiyonu. If you didn't see it besides the Shechiyonu, Also the Ben Ish Chai, Reb Chaim Noir was Mesupik. Where it's very Negea, Yeshiva Bochim that eat in Yeshiva. Most Choshev Bochim, Rosh Hashanah, they like to eat in Yeshiva, they don't want to go around places, yeah? Eat in Yeshiva, go glad. That's what we did, yeah? Come to Yeshiva, everyone pushes there for Kiddush, yeah? Neval, they didn't see it, what is on the tables. So B'meleh, if they hear Shechiyonu and they didn't look in the fruits, then they're not Yetze. If they make a bracha again or not, it's a machlekes. They get to start Rosh Hashanah with the Shal in Aloche. It's a shtick of Loshon, the Mishneh Berurah is mashma like that. Im yesh lo pri chodosh, כשמגיע לשחיונו, יויחז עתירש ביודוי, הייתם ביינו. The same thing, the Mishneh Berurah says, on a lady, in Yontov Sheni של Rosh Hashanah, that she will have a new clothes, אוי שתניח פרי חודש. So I told my wife, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, right, she like, התחילה for the שחיונו, she has to have a new fruit. So I tell her to put it on the leichter. I went to the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos, so he told me he never saw no one in the world that does it. I know that the Madri Chassanim and Gur, when you go to Chosin Shmuz, this is one of the things we taught them in the Chosin Shmuz, to remember Rosh Hashanah to put the fruit on the leichter. This is the Adroch and Gur. Get married, you have to know, to tell your wife, to put a leichter. I told Pshat, why talk and they tell the Punk and Gur? Because there, the kids were never in the home of Rosh Hashanah, you had to go to the Rebbe. So they don't know that the wife has to put it. So this is the pshat by us. Everyone knows themselves. So as them, our madrichim don't say it. So it could be by the ladies, it's not so important. Why Amol was not? Because they made shopping. So b'meile, they saw it already. But this is only in the old days. Today that you make orders, sometimes you never saw it before. So I think today, Taki, you have to tell the ladies. But Amol people didn't say it. The ladies made shopping, so for sure they saw it already. So no point they'll see it again. But behind it, you could order, you call, and it comes. You don't have to go to the store. So they get this. So the mailer, you have to tell them.
When they see it, when they wear it.
Not when they wear it. Beg it, you wear. Speaking of the fruit. I thought I had a mice and neuro in the shul where I daven. That year I left the shul in the middle. I had a couple times on the road. But what happened was, the aloch is the Baal Tekken, the second day also has to have a beged chodesh lekatchile. So, Shel Shechnoch, Yimchal Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Eim HaShechiyonu B'Yom HaSheini. The Ramo says, and Shofar, it's not so posh to do Shechiyonu. Yesh HaYimrim, Sheyesh Lo Omroi Av B'Yom HaSheini, Mishneh Berurah says that the Baal Tekeh has to have a Beged Chodesh. The Baal Tekeh has to have a Beged Chodesh. I was in a shul. The Baal Tekeh comes over to the Rav. I don't have a Beged Chodesh. So what we do? We do Shechiyonu? We don't do Shechiyonu? So he told him, Pri Chodesh. Yeah, I said, same guy that doesn't have a Beged Chodesh doesn't have a Pri Chodesh, yeah? I bought a little bit of vegetables, but... So the Rav told him, Achveis was a star fruit, yeah? Told him, star fruit you ate? You saw, never ate. I have a star fruit in my house. Mechavin are my star fruit, and after davening, I'll give you the star fruit. Went over to the Rav, I said, the first mistake for the first year. Well, it doesn't help, you never saw it. You can't be Moitzi Shechiyonu, it's a garnish. I told him, why did Mishnah Shechanoch say Beged Chodesh? Why Shechanoch doesn't say Pri Chodesh? Because no one has fruits in shul. I said, Shmir Shabbos is not masking with me. He showed me the Mishneh Berurah. It brings down that aloche. Shabbat tekeh, yeh lo beged chodosh, oy pri chodosh. So he tainer that you could mechav it. Some people tainer, lefi this chumre, but this is really a chaneke chumre, that when they do latkes, so you know the latkes party in America, so that's a Muslim latkes party. You go to the Zayde, the Baba, and she does latkes, right? So you make boyer priyadoma, and more latke is coming out. Now the problem is that when you made boyer priyadoma and the latkes, the other potatoes were raw. So their brocha then was shehaku. So if the Chazanish is a big argument in the Lomdim, if you could be moitzi by Pri Adama and the latkes that you did and the other potatoes that were raw. But that, I think you could be makel on smach that could be in Birkas Hanenim, it's not like Shechita. Shechita, the halacha is not to talk till you finish. Birkas Chometz, we don't talk till we finish. And Birkas Hanenim, you're allowed to talk in the middle of the meal. Because the meal is a hemshech. The meal is a hemshech. Now, one more little thing, because I want to start before Slichas. We spoke last week that if you forget the Melech HaKodesh, you have to daven again. Melech HaMishpat, but the end, you don't have to daven again. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sharatzion and Tov Kuf Bebeis a chidush from Reb Avrom Abali. He was the Moir Tzedek in Vilna, Bezman HaGoyen, he was the Rav. That if the halacha is, if you forgot your aleviyava in the night of Rosh Chodesh, you don't daven again, right? So he wanted to claim, if you forgot the Melech HaKodesh in the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to daven again. For the same reason, because Ein Mekadesh Misach Chodesh Balaylo, this is the reason if you forgot your aleviyava by night, the Sharatzion brings it up. So if you forgot the Melech HaKodesh in the first night, and the Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't understand this psak. If the guy daven at Tfilas Choyl, he has to daven again because he daven Tfilas Choyl. And if he daven Tfilas Yomtev, and he didn't say Amelech HaKodesh, he has to go back because it started as Asri. If it's Yomtev, it's not, it's already a source of Mitzvah. And Shnas Tov Shin Lametches came out of Machzer HaMefurash Ma'adure Aleph. Today, Poshta, I saw they were selling, they found an old stock, they're selling it like for two and a price of 20. For people who want the first Ma'adure. And Tov Shin Lamed Ches came out, Rav Shlomo Zalman said that he has enough kamina. What would be if someone forgot Yalav Yavoi and because of Mosul of the first night of Rosh Hashanah, what to do? Here, Lechur, you don't have to go back. Because here, you don't have the stiras. You don't have the stir of Rebbe Avraham Abali. But the Meisen, the next Ma'adura came out, Rav Shlomo Zalman was chayzer from the Psak. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Avade, it's only a din in Yalav Yavoi, but it's Yom Tev today, and it's Yom Tev, if you forgot Yalav Yavoi, you have to be chayzer. So maybe even that some people have the old machzorim, and it says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that you don't have to be chayzer, you have to be chayzer. And the Meisen, this is the Psak, Shenizkabel b'kol ha-mekoymes, that if you forgot, even a Melech HaKodesh, Beleil Rosh Hashanah Yichoyza. Now what the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that one thing, that if you daven the whole tefillah, the Rosh Hashanah Keseder, if you daven the whole tefillah, Rosh Hashanah Keseder, like the Mishnah Berurah, so mainly you could assume that Mistom Yusen HaMelech HaKodesh, and mainly you don't have to be Choyza. As they state the Mishnah Berurah. He brings it down, shame. Tshuvas Mayim Chayim. This Nechemet, I'm just telling you the Kasha because it's late. He doesn't understand the Mayim Chayim. What is it? A person, Dav, and the old Philip, Rosh Hashanah, it happens a lot of times, yeah? Imamish, you daven with kavon 2 hours, yeah? And then, I'm not sure if I said HaMelech HaKodesh. First night of Rosh Hashanah. So, Shavuot says, if you daven the whole thing, you could assume that you said it. If I this Nechemet, I don't understand. Why? You're right that the Nusach of Rosh Hashanah is different from the Nusach. But when you finish Ki Atosh, Ki Kel Melech Kodesh, Ata Kodesh Shem HaKodesh, Kodesh Shem HaKodesh, Aluch HaSelo, Boruch Ata Hashem, Akel HaKodesh. The last three lines are the same last three lines. So when you finish the whole tefillah, the last piece is the same piece. So Mechateza to say, that you were used to say, because you're saying a different nusach, mistami, you didn't say. And Sefer Chag V'Chag, the Sefer Rebbe Eliashiv, if someone is davening everything from inside the siddur, he also doesn't have to come back. So we have to know. I'm saying, the Ma'aseh of Mishabur brings down it, it's different as Beirim Pshat in the Mishabur, that if you daven the whole tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, so you don't have to be choyzer. But while it's a machlekes, so it's good to be makbid very much to remember to say, HaMelech HaKodesh.